This is Detroit Lions Football Game Day on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by
Ford,
the Sam Bernstein Law Firm,
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network,
Xfinity,
Henry Ford Health System,
Bud Light,
McDonald's,
Dunham's Sporting Goods,
Crown Royal,
Wallside Windows,
5-Hour Energy,
and Bell Tire.
Calvin got the catch, got a touchdown, Detroit Lions!
Bush, middle of the field, 40, he could go, 50, Bush in, go, touchdown! Detroit Lions!
Who's got him and he's going to go down. Sacked back at the 16-yard line.
Detroit Lions football is brought to you locally by the Make-A-Wish Foundation, U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the University of Toledo, Remax-Detroit.com, Buddy's Pizza, Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, and ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
From Ford Field, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
Getting set for the fourth all-time meeting between the Lions and Ravens. Baltimore leads the series with a record of 2-1. Last time they met, 2009 in Baltimore. Ravens won it 48-3. Getting set for the opening kickoff. Let's check in on the sidelines with Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, one of the better advertising campaigns for Monday Night Football ended with the phrase, "It all comes down to Monday night." For the Lions and Ravens this week, that is definitely the truth. For the Ravens, a win tonight over the Lions puts them back ahead of the Miami Dolphins in the race for the final playoff spot in the AFC. Circumstances pretty similar for the Lions. Beating the Ravens this evening puts them back in the lead in the NFC North thanks to a pair of wins over the Chicago Bears. However, a loss to Baltimore drops the Lions to third in the NFC North, a half game behind Green Bay and one game behind the Bears, which is two games left to go in the regular season. One other thing of note, as a good friend of mine, Rudy Tomjanovich, once said during the Houston Rockets' second championship run, never underestimate the heart of a champion. The Baltimore Ravens are the defending Super Bowl champions. They're ready to rock this evening, guys. So is Ford Field. Should be one heck of a football game here on Monday night.
It is a blue out, a sea of blue inside of Ford Field, and this looks awesome.
It really does. It's kind of cool.
Justin Tucker set to kick off. Jeremy Ross.
I mean, it almost looks, Dan, like the entire crowd is under a black light, doesn't it? Whereas the field has got regular light, but the crowd and the stands all under a black light with those blue jerseys on. Really cool.
Jeremy Ross back deep. He's the new hot thing in Detroit after what he did in Philadelphia. Opening kickoff brought to you by your next truck, Ford F-150. Let's do this. Justin Tucker's got the ball on a tee, and here we go. Run up in the kick, and we're underway on Monday night. Line drive taken by one of the upmen at the 16-yard line. Back to the 20, it's Dylan Gandy who gets out to the 22-yard line. And that's where the Lions will take over, first down and 10. I don't know if that was a missed kick or if they're kicking away from Jeremy Ross early in this one, Brandy. I don't think when Dylan Gandy got up this morning, he anticipated he'd be carrying the football today. Matthew Stafford and the offense come out. Lions have it. First and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Stafford out of the gun. Bush to his left. Nate Burleson in motion left to right. Matthew looking out over that Ravens defense. Takes the snap. Wants to throw. Stepping into one. Incomplete. Wanted Bush crossing at the 26-yard line. Overthrew him. Dangerous. Corey Graham, backup cornerback for the Ravens, the closest man to the football. He's second and 10.
The other thing is, it appears as though Reggie Bush has got to turn and look for that ball earlier. I mean, he's got to spin your head back. As soon as you clear the middle of that field on your crossing route, you got to spin that head back and look for the ball.
Second and 10, Stafford up under center. Bush the lone back. Stafford turns. Gives to Reggie, right side, not much. Got to the 23-yard line, got one. Haloti Ngata will be calling his name a lot. One of the best defensive tackles in the National Football League made the stop there.
Ngata is just a big, solid player in the middle. They run a 3-4, but in reality, it's almost like a five-man front because both outside backers will line up on the line of scrimmage. And that's kind of the way Baltimore likes to run it. Ngata is the the core of that interior of that defense.
Third and nine for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. Rolling right. Throws, set up a screen. Got Joyce. Joyce got the first down at the 30. Joyce 35. Joyce to the 40 and tripped up as he flies across the 45 to the 46-yard line. 23 yards and a first down.
Once again, the key guy in that screen is Larry Warford, the right guard. He's able to get out in front of Joyke Bell and get the one block he needed on Darryl Smith, the middle linebacker, to free Joyke up to get the first down. Good call on third down.
First and 10 Lions now from their own 46. Opening drive of the game. Stafford out of the gun. Bush back in there to his right. Matthews got it inside handoff to Reggie. Bounces it outside to the left. Not much. Got back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. Corey Graham was out there taking Bush down. Bush will go to the sidelines. Joyke Bell will come back in. Joe Fourier comes in as well. Burleson out.
Tell you what, you're not going to get much wide on this defense. They've got very aggressive safeties and outside guys who support the run.
Give Bush one on first down. Second and nine on the way. Stafford under center. Joyke Bell the lone back. Calvin Johnson wide to the left side. Stafford turns, gives to Joyke, trying to get the edge right side. Got to the 48-yard line and close to the 49. Pickup of two. It's going to bring up third and seven. Lardarius Webb made the tackle for Baltimore.
Again, the point I made the previous play, how aggressive those guys are coming from the outside. Webb is a cornerback, and he's coming up that quick to fill on a play where it's bounce, running back bouncing wide to the right. And he's up there making a play at the line of scrimmage.
Ravens go nickel package, five defensive backs. Lions converted a third and nine a moment ago, looking at third and seven here. Scrimmage from their own 49. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. Pocket holds. Stafford looks, rolls. He's going to run it. Stafford slides down. He did not get the first down, and there's a flag down. As Stafford was 2 yards shy of the first down at the 46. Normally, this is where you'll get a late hit.
Personal foul, number 26, defense. For unnecessary contact on a sliding quarterback. 15 yards will be added to the end of the play. Automatic first down.
Big break for the Lions as Stafford went into his slide and got hit. And that'll move the ball from the 46 down to the Baltimore 31-yard line.
And you know why they make the call? It's because Elam, the man who the flag was thrown on, led with his head. Elam jumped in there. Stafford clearly was sliding, and he hit him with his head. And that's going to get the flag every time.
First and 10 Lions now from the Baltimore 31. They go empty with Stafford out of the gun. Two receivers right, two left. Pettigrew tight to the line left side. Matthews got the football. Straight drop. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Now Stafford rolling to his left. Looking for somewhere to go. Throws. Got a complete mate. Slips the tackle to 25. Another one at the 20. Head down at the 18. Inside the 15. And down to the 14-yard line. Pickup of 17 and a first down.
Only reason that play works, Stafford buys time in the pocket as Riley Reiff gets a little bit of pressure on him, but Stafford reads it, buys time, and finds Burleson on the sideline.
Trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. First and 10 Lions from the Raven 14. They send three receivers to the right side. Stafford out of the gun, Bush to his left. Now he shifts Reggie to his right, still works from the gun. Matthew, inside handoff. Reggie, left side, trying to get the edge. 10, 5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. Reggie Bush.
I think Matthew Stafford checked into that run. They wound three receivers to the right. The tight end was left. The overshift by Baltimore went with the three wide receivers. Stafford lined up originally in the shotgun, moves under center, and hands it off to Bush going left away from the three wides, and he uses his speed to get to the edge and the end zone.
I think the cap's okay. He spiked the ball over the goalpost. Right up and over the crossbar. Akers for the extra point. Spot down, kick up. It's good. And the Lions lead this one by a score of 7-0 as they march down the field in their opening drive with Bush taking it in for his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. 7-0 Detroit. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe here, and it's true, I have visited a lot of job sites. And the truck I see more than any other, the Ford F-Series pickup. But don't take my word for it.
I put this truck through some abuse. I tow all the time, towing Bobcats, excavators, materials, blocks, just lots of heavy weight.
I was able to work every day pulling people out of snowdrifts.
Now, Ford wants to hear what you have to say about your F-Series truck. You could win a trip to see your favorite sports team play on the road. All you have to do is go to Ford.com, check out either the F-150 or the Super Duty, hit the We Own Work Get Started button, click on the link to the truck cards, create one of your own. You'll battle your truck card against other truck cards and earn points. Just another way to put your truck to work.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Ends 8/31/14. Open to registered members of Ford's social website who are legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Official rules available at social.ford.com/leaderboard rules.
Jim Brandstetter here with some good advice. If you're in an accident, don't fumble the ball. Don't let the insurance company get an advantage. If you're pressured to sign something, don't punt. Call Sam. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. Don't let the insurance company take you out of the game. Call us at 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
1-800-CALL-SAM. You won't need instant replay to know you've made the right call.
Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
Lines up 7-0. Little change on the kickoff team. T.O., what do you have?
Guys, it's going to be David Akers who is going to be handling it, the kickoff duties, at least for this one. Keep in mind, he was doing this during pregame warm-ups. He was practicing his kickoffs. Had a chance to walk up to Sam Martin and ask him if there was a change. Sam didn't say anything. Pretty much, this confirms it. David Akers kicking off for the Lions this evening.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. He will kick off to Jacoby Jones, simply one of the most dangerous kick returners in the NFL. You remember what he did last year in the Super Bowl. 4 kickoff returns for a touchdown in his career, plus that one last year under the brightest lights when the Ravens won it all. Akers has it on the tee, and he's ready to roll. Here is the run-up and the kick. Akers sends it on its way. That's a good one. Jones is going to take it 8 yards deep and coming out to the right side to the 5 to the 10. Jones spun down at the 16-yard line. Big hit on special teams by Ashley Palmer. Ravens a bit backed up in their own end, trailing 7-0, 10:53 to go in the first. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moment.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoon.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top scoring drives across the country. Plus, you can watch ESPN Goal Line and all of your favorite ESPN networks anytime, anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite, so sign up for the Xfinity HD Premier XF Triple Play for NFL Red Zone. Plus, get ESPN Goal Line at home and on the go. Or ask about other bundles starting as low as $99 a month for 12 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 1/5/14. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra, subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Visit Comcast.com for details.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like the Ford Motor Company, the official automotive company of the Lions Radio Network.
7-0 Lions, first quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today. Here come the Ravens. First and 10 from their own 16. Flacco will work from the gun. Ray Rice to his left. Marlon Brown, terrific rookie, in motion to the right side. Flacco wants to throw. Flacco's rolling right, and he's going to run it. Got room, slides across the 20. Now to the 22-yard line, got 6 yards. It'll be 2nd and 4.
Lions start with 2 safeties high, Dan. They're going to, I think, help those corners they'll have deep outside, so those corners will have help over the top, at least here in the early go.
Second down and four, Ravens from their own 22. They go pistol. Flacco with Rice behind him. Crowd making noise. Can't be easy to hear the signals down there for Baltimore. Flacco pumps that right leg. Now he's got the football. Turns, gives to Ray Rice. He's hit and dropped the line of scrimmage. First man in was Nick Fairley. And that'll bring up third down and four now. Baltimore has not run the ball effectively this year. Lions, up until last week against Philadelphia, been very good against the run. They need to get back to that tonight.
When the Lions change up front, they put Israel Adonijay in the middle and move Ndamukong Suh up to the right defensive end, trying to get a matchup out there.
Third and four, Flacco out of the gun. Four-man front for the Lions. They send four. Flacco straight drop. Looks. Pressured from behind. Now rolling to his right. Throws underneath. Caught, but short of the first down to Torrey Smith. Tackled immediately on the play by Stephen Tulloch.
Well, it was Sue battling with Eugene Monroe over there on the outside. The left tackle against the right defensive end. And Sue pushed Monroe back into the lap of Flacco, forced him to bring the ball down, move, and go to his check down short of the first down.
Ravens to punt. Sam Cook on. 45.3 yard average this year. Jeremy Ross back deep. Line drive punt. Ross to his left. Fields it at the 24. Ross to the 30. Stutter steps left, and he's taken down at the 33-yard line. And that's where the Lions will take over. First down and 10. Special teams work by Anthony Levine. 51-yard punt, 9-yard return, and the Lions' offense will come back out. By the way, on that opening drive, Matthew Stafford, 2 out of 3 for 40 yards, became the first passer in Lions history to record 4,000 yards passing in three different seasons, the third consecutive year he's done that.
During the kick, holding number 52 of the return team. 10-yard penalty, timeout.
Penalty called against Rocky McIntosh of the Lions, so that'll cost him field position. And with 8:46 to go in the first quarter and the Lions up 7-0, we have a timeout. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Matthew is meeting with a Henry Ford Medical Group doctor, the official team physicians of the Detroit Lions.
So you think I'll be able to play on Sunday?
Well, the sprain does look better, and I think your mobility is improving.
Henry Ford docs are the ones keeping your favorite Lions running, diving, tackling, and blitzing week after week.
It's kind of a big game. A lot of people are counting on me to play.
With more than 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, Henry Ford physicians are also the experts you can count on for your next injury.
You know, I think you're going to be just fine for Sunday.
You see, Matt's not a professional. In fact, the game on Sunday he's talking about is just a little two-hand touch with some old high school buddies. But thanks to his Henry Ford physician, he'll be good to go. Get expert care from the same team of doctors who treat the Detroit Lions. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD to make an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Hi, this is Lisa with Check Into Cash. Loyal customers have trusted us for 20 years with their payday advance, and so can you. Get the extra cash you need now at Check Into Cash. It's quick, easy, and confidential. Check Into Cash, your one-stop money shop for 20 years. Visit checkintocash.com for the store nearest you. Restrictions apply. Borrowers often use payday loans over a period of months, which can be expensive.
Get on down, Check Into Cash.
Celebrating those who rise to the occasion. Raise a glass of the whiskey made for kings. Crown Royal. Rain on. Please drink responsibly.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio. 97.1. The Ticket. WXYT FM HD Detroit. A CBS radio station.
After the penalty, the Lions backed up at their own 14-yard line, first and 10. Stafford turns, gives the push straight up the gut. Reggie 20, outside the 30, and Reggie taken down at the 33-yard line. 19 yards and a first down.
Well, they're just slashing up in there, and a great job by the offensive line again. Once you get Reggie Bush past that line of scrimmage into the second level, he's going to make some people miss.
Ravens come in as the eighth best run defense in the NFL, giving up 101 yards a game. Joyke Bell into the game for the Lions. First and 10 now from their own 33. Stafford up under center. Matthew takes movement up front. Looked like Terrell Suggs might have moved early.
He was over there with the side to Adrian
Waddle. Neutral zone infraction. Number 55, defense. His movement into the neutral zone caused a reaction by the offense. 5-yard penalty. Remains first down.
Terrell Suggs coming off the edge, and there's 3-4 defense.
And that's the new matchup that the Baltimore Ravens are trying. Normally, he lines up on the right side. They moved him over to the left side to match him up with the free agent rookie Adrian Waddle over there at right tackle.
5 free yards means it's first and 5 for the Lions from their own 38. Stafford turns, gives to Joy Fell, run right, trying to get the edge. He does. Joy 40. He's got the first down across the 43 and to the 45-yard line. Nice block to help open things up by Doran Dickerson. Back up tight end for the Lions. It'll be first and 10 from their own 45 now. Today's home game is brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
You know how everybody was talking before the game about the matchup between Riley Reiff and Terrell Suggs? Well, they've got Suggs over there at the left side, right side. They're moving him all over. It isn't every time he's lined up against Reiff. He is in this occasion.
Sixth first down of the game for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun on first down. Wants to throw. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford right side throws. Got Bush. Bush gets to the 50 and into Ravens territory down to the 49-yard line. Nice check down by Stafford on that play. Jameel McClain and Chris Canty team up to take him down. But it's a good gain on first down, setting up second and 4.
Well, what you really like about it is that the check down is there. I mean, he knows there's a pass rush coming. Stafford can feel it. But when he feels it's too close, there's a check down there so he can get rid of the ball quickly. A nice game plan going on for the Lions offensively.
Second and 4 now from the Raven 49. 7-0 Lions on top. 6.5 to go first quarter. Matthew digs in behind Raiola, takes the snap, gives to Reggie. Reggie right up the gut, got the first down. Inside the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. Courtney Upshaw makes the stop. But Brandy, that's just the Lions offensive line moving the defensive line. He wasn't touched at all until he got about 4 or 5 yards downfield.
Yep, the right side, and that's Warford and Waddle over there. Two rookies, and they're doing a nice job. And I got to tell you again, give Brandon Pettigrew credit. I mean, this guy is having, I think, a whale of a year as a blocker. He may not catch some passes, but boy, I'll tell you what, he has been vital to the run game.
First and 10 for the Lions. Baltimore shows blitz. Packing that box. Stafford takes. They run right into it. Joy Fell's not going to get much. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Courtney Upshaw again. Sam linebacker in this 3-4 defense that the Ravens have employed for so long and played so well.
Look, if you're going to put 8 guys in the box like they just did, that means your wide receivers are out there on one-on-one with cornerbacks. That's when, you know, you've got to exploit your advantage, if you will, in one-on-one coverage with a receiver against a D-back.
Loss of 1 brings up 2nd and 11. The Lions go empty. Stafford out of the gun. 4-man front for Baltimore. Now they send 2 more men up there and show blitz. Here they come. Stafford's got it in trouble, and he's going to get sacked back at the 48-yard line. First man in was Darryl Smith, inside linebacker for the Ravens, and that's going to set up 3rd and long now for the Lions.
That's one of the few times that they'll blitz up the middle. They're a team that loves to blitz from the edges. Sometimes they'll leave huge gaps in the middle, but that time they brought Smith right up the middle in what they call the A-gap, which is the gap between the guard and the center. Dean Pease, their defensive coordinator, dialed up the perfect blitz and caused a negative play for the Lions.
3rd and 16 for the Lions now. Stafford out of the gun. Empty backfield, 4-man rush for Baltimore. Stafford's got it. Drifted to his left, loads and throws down. A man wide open and dropped. Calvin dropped it at the 32-yard line. You won't see that very often. Man, oh man, number one, you rarely ever see Calvin with nobody around him. And number two, you just don't see him drop a ball that hits him in the hands like that. That's a big opportunity that goes by the wayside for the Lions. That would have been a first down and who knows how much more.
Converting a 3rd and 15 against this defense, that would have been huge. And boy, that's one you got to catch, Calvin.
39 drops by the Lions this year, number one in the NFL. Lardarius Webb is back deep for Baltimore.
Who got a referee with the problem? I think our umpire.
see what's going on here. They stop play.
Looks like he got a hamstring, maybe. He was reaching down to his leg.
Says he's okay, although let's see if he comes off. He's going to come over to the Lions bench and be looked at by their training staff. So the Lions will reload. Sam Martin in to punt it away. Tony Ortiz says it is a right hamstring. For our umpire, Andre Walsh. Martin's got it. Here comes the punt. Drives it with that right leg. High punt. Webb under it. Calls for a fair catch and makes it to 6 yard line. And that's where the Ravens will take over. First down and 10 after a 42-yard punt. Nice job by Sam Martin. 4:14 to go. First quarter. Lions up 7-0. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. This is the 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
I was fascinated with bridges as a kid, so I wanted a job where I could build big things. The University of Toledo gave me a full scholarship to study engineering and connected me with companies in the field. I was offered a job at SSOE, where I now help to design manufacturing plants. I'm Nathan, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Turn your dreams into reality and visit the University of Toledo to learn more.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to give the gift of square taste with Buddy's gift cards. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a free four-square cheese pizza with one top. Visit buddyspizza.com and order today.
Hey, our first half Bell Tire Dream Game winner this week is Noreen Hope of Howell. If you want to live out your dream of playing a game on the turf at Ford Field, go to belltire.com and register to win. Brought to you by Bell Tire, the Lions Radio Network, and 97.1 The Ticket. Here come the Ravens, first and 10 now. From their own 7 yard line, Bernard Pierce the back. As the Ravens go in a pistol. Flacco's got it, turns, gives to Pierce, tries the right side, and he's got the edge to the 10 to the 15. And forced out of bounds with a first down at the 19 yard line. Got 11 on the play. And that'll be a first down for Baltimore.
Got a good block by the center, Gretkowski, up on DeAndre Levy. Once you get a big offensive lineman, 300-pounder, up on a linebacker that's 240, 230, you got a problem. And DeAndre has got to be protected by that defensive front.
First and 10 for the Ravens. Flacco out of the gun. He's got it. Fakes to give to Pierce. Wants to throw. Loading up deep left side. It is incomplete. Intended for Torrey Smith. Well covered on the play by Rasheem Mathis.
What'd we say?
They were going to
take a shot.
And that was one-on-one coverage down the field. It's kind of interesting because looked for a moment like Mathis was running in mud and Smith was running by him.
Well, and Smith also reached over and I think made contact with Mathis. That was real close in my judgment to offensive interference.
Second and 10 now. Baltimore from their own 19. Lions up 7-0. 3:42 to go first quarter.
And Flacco can get it out there, can't
he? Yeah,
he
can. Saw that last year in the playoffs. Flacco, inside handoff to Pierce. Gets across the 20 to the 22-yard line. Got three on the play. Third and 7 coming up. Willie Young with the stop for Detroit. Lions do such a good job of creating traffic in there on the running game. It just came apart last week in Philadelphia.
The disruption comes from Fairley and Sue. And running backs have to kind of stop and cut. And usually running plays between the tackles need to get there in a hurry. if they have to stop and cut because of that disruption, it's not going to work as well.
Third and seven, Flacco out of the gun. Four-man front for Detroit, they send four. Flacco back. Loads and throws, got it complete for a first down across the 30 to the 31. Dennis Pitta, who was back last week and such a big target for Joe Flacco. Security blanket for him, picks up nine in the first down.
But if they get their tight ends going, Pitta and Dixon and Dallas Clark, if they get those guys going, boy, that's a huge part of this pass offense that will help the Ravens big time.
Our umpire's been taped up by Joe Recknagel on the Lions bench. He's back out there on first down. Ravens run it. Pierce fighting to get back to the line of scrimmage. Just barely does that, if he did. Israel Adonijay and C.J. Mosley stop him. Today's game brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. He lost a yard. It'll be second and 11.
Boy, Adonijay does such a great job there of setting the edge because he had a big offensive lineman come pull on him. He just met that block, stalemated it there, and forced the running back inside to the rest of the defense.
2 minutes to go, first quarter, 7-0 Lions. Second and 11, Baltimore from their own 30. Flacco's got it. Play action fake. Wants to throw. Loads and does. Got a man wide open. It is caught by Torrey Smith in Lions territory down at the 45-yard line. 25 yards on the play and a first down for the Ravens.
I'll give the Ravens credit because they picked up a blitz. They picked up the blitz and they kept Flacco clean. And he was able to read the route, deep crossing route in the middle. And Smith just ran away from the Lions secondary.
Ravens going straight to the line now. First and 10 from the Lions 45. Ray Rice back in there. Lions jump up front. Looked like it was C.J. Mosley moving early.
Neutral zone infraction, number 99 defense. 5-yard penalty. Remains first down.
Five free ones for Baltimore will make it first and five. And Brandy, go back to that drop by Calvin. Lions would have been in business looking at possibly adding points, certainly in field goal range. They had to punt instead, and now Baltimore on the move, down 7-0, but showing signs of life offensively.
At the very least, probably a three-point drop pass.
First and five, Ray Rice back in there to the left of Flacco. Delay gives it to Rice. He's down to the 39-yard line, got one. It'll be second and four, covered up there by DeAndre Levy. Rice has not put up the kind of numbers that we normally expect from him this year. 2.97 yards per carry coming in.
Tell you what, their running game overall, Dan, has not been what the Ravens have thought it could be.
Second down and four, Ravens from the Lion 39. Flacco out of the guns, got it, throws left side, caught for a first down at the 33-yard line by Ed Dixon. And that should take us to the end of the first quarter. Lions lead it by a score of 7-0, but Baltimore is on the move. 15 minutes down, we'll head for the second. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires, and it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn. Bell Tire, with over 85 locations there in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions, like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys, and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game, and your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. We salute the dedicated fans who have to cover their eyes and miss all the biggest plays, and the ones whose lucky seats are in their in-laws' living room. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.